Yeah, the main risks are dehydration, meaning your body is losing more fluids than you're able to take in. And if not treated, this can progress to more severe forms of heat illness, such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke. I think at some point we've all felt those early signs of dehydration, feeling thirsty, feeling tired and lethargic, dry mouth, and sometimes feeling dizzy and lightheaded. And if we don't at that point listen to our body that's telling us we've got a bit of a fluid deficit, then that can progress to heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And back in 2003, there were over 2,000 deaths in that heat wave which shows how serious it really is with this hot weather.
I think the key thing in the UK especially is that we're just not used to these weather extremes. So our climate can change from week to week, so it allows no time for our body to adjust and to acclimatise to that as well. And so especially when we have these extreme periods of heat, just drinking large amounts of water simply isn't quite enough.
So we touched on the symptoms of dehydration there, and if we don't replace those lost fluids, we can progress to heat exhaustion, which occurs when the body's temperature rises to between 37 and 40 degrees, causing more severe symptoms such as nausea, feeling faint and worsening sweating, and then subsequently that can then progress on to heat stroke, which sets in if the body's temperature persistently rises above 40 degrees C, preventing the cells and body systems from functioning normally. And people affected by heat stroke may develop rapid breathing, headaches, lethargy, confusion, and even loss of consciousness. And it can be so severe that this can lead to death. So it's something that we really do need to take seriously. Yeah, so the majority of losses with sweat are water. We can sweat at a rate of up to 2 to 4 litres an hour. And sweat is majority water, but also contains certain amounts of other elements, such as sodium, potassium, calcium, and other trace elements. And so when we're losing all of that large amount of those key salts, if we were to replace those fluid losses just with water, we're going to dilute down the remaining salts in our body. And actually, a better way of replacing those fluid losses can be drinking an oral rehydration solution that contains a correct balance of sodium and glucose levels that then stimulates water and electrolyte absorption from the gut.
So touching upon what Tom said as well, you can... If you don't have a chance to pop to your pharmacy and it's a really difficult situation, then you can try and make your own homemade version of the oral rehydration solution. So this is quite simple to do. If you boil a litre of water, allow the water to cool and then add 6 teaspoons of sugar and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, then this provides a really good, simple, homemade version of the oral rehydration solution. Whereas if you do get that chance to go to your pharmacy or any high street store, you can buy the same formulation in a ready-made sachet format or in a great-tasting tablet version, such as RS hydration tablets, where you simply just add 2 tablets to a glass of water and there you go, you have a ready-made solution that's great to taste and great for you to drink.
I think being careful with at-risk populations, making sure that infants and young children are kept safe in the sun. Kids' bodies have the ability to regulate heat is less developed and they sweat less. Elderly people, those who are pregnant and people with existing chronic medical conditions, taking extra care and making sure that they're adequately hydrated. And then in terms of keeping safe in the sun, I like the slip, slop, slap, slip on some sun protective clothing, slop on a good SPF, high SPF sun cream, and slap on a hat.
So if listeners are interested in, spotting those important signs and symptoms, then NHS Choices provides a really good array of information on that. If they're interested in the products that we've mentioned, such as the RS hydration tablets, then you can visit the website rs.uk.com. Whereas if you just want to support your local high street and, pop into your local pharmacy and speak to a pharmacist, they can provide advice on the array of sort of products available. And I'm sure they'll be able to give you some help and some tips on how to stay safe in the heat.